Welcome to another AAT podcast on employment issues, where today I will be talking about the income tax and Class 1 National Insurance Contributions treatment of termination payments. This is a particularly relevant issue for AAT members in practice who advise employers, directors and employees, as well as the many AAT members that work in industry and commerce and also have to deal with the difficult issue of people losing their jobs. It is a difficult issue, and these are difficult times, with unemployment expected to rise and many more redundancies anticipated in both the public and private sectors of our country, as employers are forced to make cuts in staffing levels. Well, let me start by giving you my view on what is a termination payment, and forgive me for perhaps stating the obvious. A termination payment is any payment made by an employer when a director or employee ceases to be employed. This may be as simple as the employer making a final payment of salary or wages where the employee works through the notice period and income tax and Class 1 National Insurance contributions are deducted in the normal way. There may be an element of additional payments to cover unused or accrued holiday pay and perhaps bonuses and commissions already earned by the director or employee. That is also a simple situation where income tax and Class 1 NICs should be deducted in the normal way. All of these payments mentioned so far should go through the payroll and be included in gross pay and on the form P45 that the employer must give to the employee on leaving or shortly thereafter if the payroll run is made after the employee has left. The termination payments that cause most concern and that attract most attention from HMRC employer compliance officers are the payments made gross without deducting pay-as-you-earn income tax and Class 1 NICs. Perhaps the biggest mistake made by our clients or our employers is to assume that the first £30,000 of any termination payment is exempt and therefore no deductions are made. It is important to remember that a termination payment is only within the exemption provisions of Section 401 of the Income Tax Earnings and Pensions Act 2003 if it is not otherwise chargeable to income tax. The contractual payments that I have already referred to, if dressed up as compensation and made gross without deductions, would result in a failure to operate pay as you earn, and the employer would be liable to pay the income tax it failed to deduct, plus the Class 1 NICs, and interest and penalties. Employees who are made redundant in these difficult times should be entitled to a minimum payment of statutory redundancy, which I will explain in more detail, where the payment can and should be made gross and free of deduction of income tax and Class 1 NICs. Some employees may receive additional compensation on leaving, which if it comes within the exemption provisions of Section 401, will be exempt, but only up to the maximum of £30,000. There is no exemption for Class 1 NIC purposes. So what we have to do is make a decision as to whether the termination payment falls within the definition of earnings for Class 1 NIC purposes, in which case Class 1 NICs will be due on the full amount of the payment. Alternatively, if our decision is that the payment is outside the definition of earnings, there will be no NIC's liability no matter what amount is paid. There is no limit.